Torah describes the unique relationship between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, ki ben zukunim humo. Rishonim grapple with this term. What exactly does it mean to be a ben zukunim? After all, Ben Ezra writes, it means that Yaakov Avinu already reached a certain elderly age, but the span between Reuven and Yosef was not that great, a handful of years, a seven-year span of the birth of all of the sons. Of course, Binyamin was significantly later. Maybe Binyamin could be called a ben zekunim. And perhaps that's why Targum comments, it means that Noah bar Chokim, it means that something that Yosef HaTzadik possessed, that Yaakov Avinu saw that he was destined to be the manhig that indeed he became. He taught them the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, Rashi and Ramban write. Yaakov Kamenetsky is a beautiful viewer that what is unique about the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, that was the Torah's Hagolus. That how is it that one endures, one survives? After all, Shem and Aver were the ones who were surrounded by a world of Rishayim, but they endured, they survived, and therefore Yaakov, you know, had to visit the yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver to adequately prepare himself. And Yaakov, you know, knew b'nevua that this would occur to Yosef HaTzadik as well, after all being in Mitzrayim, and therefore that unique approach to Avodas Hashem that forged that common link between Yaakov, you know, and Yosef. When you look in the Ravag writes that there's something that was unique to Yosef that didn't apply to any of the other brothers, and that was the reason for their closeness. It didn't even apply to Binyamin. What unique feature applied to Yosef that wasn't true of anyone else? You know what the answer is? Arsut. Arsut. The Babakam, the Samavav, Samav Zayin. That's what the Ravag writes. That's the sugya of Yesh. Of Yesh. That's something very, very profound. You know that Yaakov, you know, was told, of course, he was going to rise to the Shiftei Kah. This is a Haftacha that Yaakov, you knew, his very essence, his being, that this would absolutely come to fruition. Absolutely. And you know what? The Shiftei Kah were built from Leah, from the Shvachos, but Rachel Imenu did not have any sons. And year after year after year, all of a sudden now that Yaakov finds himself at that elderly age, the Sadi Elephant, there was Yesh. There was a certain sense of Yesh. At this point in his life, what was the likelihood that Rachel Imenu was going to give rise to any of the Shiftik? And therefore, there was almost that sense of absolute despair. And the birth of Yosef HaTzadik marked something which is pretty remarkable. Yeshua Hashem la'achar Yesh. And that was only true when it came to Yosef. After Rachel Imenu gave birth to Yosef, so therefore there wasn't any sense of Yesh any longer that maybe she would have another son of Binyamin. But the birth of Yosef was absolutely remarkable. It didn't apply to any of the other of the Shiftekah. And that is an amazing Musar Haskel and Avodas Hashem. When a person is almost at a point of despair, that a person is Miyayish, all of a sudden Yeshua Hashem clarifying the notion of Imo Anochi Betzara. You know, the Gemara explains in Malchus and Daf Yud that isn't that the test of a true, true relationship? How do you explain the relationship of a Rebbe in a Talmud? That Gemara and Makos and Dafud, where the Rambam calls for Zanef Ochos Rotzeach, Maglin Rabbeim. Maglin Rabbeim. Now, the relationship is so profound that a Talmud is a Rotzeach B'Shogeg, and the Rebbe has to go into Golos. The Rebbe following a Talmud in Golos. And that period of an Esara, that is where you see the greatness of that kesher, of that relationship. When the Rambam quotes that halacha, the Rambam is so poetic. Because life without that kesher is not worth living. Life without that is not considered to be chiyus. And that's why the drasha of the Gemara is v'chai, v'chai. If the Talmud has to live in Golos, so therefore it must be that Magdan Rabbi Imo. And this I've often thought is more than a mashal for the concept of shchinta begalusa. That if a Talmud goes into galus, the Rebbe has to be there with him. If a Kaddish Baruch Hu sends us into galus, it's not that chas v'shalom we are abandoned, but rather shchinta begalusa, because that really is the greatest indicator of the midah v'ava. You know, when a person somehow is seen to be successful in life, all of a sudden there's a broad audience. There are a lot of people that are interested in what that person has to say. But you know, when a person finds himself alone and abandoned, it's only the true friend who really comes and is there with him in a moment's tzara. And therefore, imo anochi tzara is the greatest indicator of absolute yishuv. And therefore, the greatest manifestation of Avas Hashem to Knesset Yisrael is Magen Rabo Imo. And here I would just simply tell you the sugya of Basra, Kuf Chof Aleph. The Gemara tells us that Lo Hayom Tov Li Yisrael, a Mishnah, a sugya in Baba Basra. Now, that Tu Ba'av was an incredibly festive day. Chazal were Koveya, the Bracha of Tov HaMeitiv in Birchas HaMazon, based on what Rav Masna says was Tu Ba'av. What was so special about Tu Ba'av? It sounds so unusual. Now, Nitnu Haruge Yisrael Lekum. The Gemara quotes many, many different shitas. That's the shita of Rav Masna. That was the day that Haruge Beitar were Zocha to Kfura. That sounds astounding, no? You look in the Rambam, Perakei Fakustadim, the Rambam describes Haruge Beitar. The Rambam writes that was such an ace tzara that it was comparable, the Rambam writes, to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Churban Beis HaMikdash. After all, the number of Klal Yisrael that were slaughtered, it was something that was absolutely remarkable. But you know what? There was a little bit of a silver lining. At least they were Zocha to Kfura. You know what? They were Zocha to Kfura. You know how I would have put that? It could have been worse. It could have been worse. It was terrible. It was tragic. Comparable to Churban HaBayis. But you know what? It could have been even worse. But that's Lo Yom Tov Li Yisrael. You're going to be Koveya Abracha V'Tov HaMeitiv because it could have been worse. Sounds so unusual. Meshach Chachma writes in Parashas Ekev, exactly this point in Parashas, that in the worst of times, when obviously Knesset Yisrael were guilty of, and there was such an indictment of Haruge Beitar, but all of a sudden you see in that Choshech, you know, there's a glimmer of light. All of a sudden you see that there's Yeshua Hashem. All of a sudden you see a nes in the Choshech of Galus. A nes when there's Hashros Hashina in Mikdash, Asar Nisim B'chol Yom. You could go to the Beis HaMikdash and experience a nes each and every day. But to experience Nisim in the Choshech of Galus, as part of the lesson of Chanukah, that's something that's absolutely remarkable. And that is the greatest indicator of Avas Hashem. And that, I will tell you, is simply the one line that Ravah, now, the Yeshua La'achar Yish. At this point in the life of Yaakov, you know, he didn't think that the Shiftei Ko would be built through Rachamim. And all of a sudden, something miraculous, inspirational, transformative happens. The Dafka at that moment of an Esau. And that forged a unique relationship. And no doubt, Yaakov Inu and Yosef HaTzadik, if that is the message, they're the ones who led us through, right? That window of Golos, the Golos of Yaakov Inu, the Golos of Yosef in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Inu experienced Nevuas Hashem, B'mara Salayla, unusual. And Yaakov Inu is the one who's Koveya Tfilas Arvis. That even the Choshech of Laila, one reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out to Yaakov Inu in the Choshech of Golos, and that was his experience with Yosef HaTzadik. That was uniquely the Yaakov Yosef experience, of that experiencing Yeshua Hashem Ma'achar Yesh. And that, I think, is something that is powerfully informative about life in Golos with all the setbacks that one experiences. Yeah, but when you witness a sense of Yeshua Hashem, that tells you something that's transformative. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, even in times of real choshech, And that is the greatest midah of Ava, to be able to be with you thick and thin. The Rambam writes, as the Ava, for Rebbe and Talmud, v'chayei balai, makshav, o Talmud, kamisa chashav.